Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Well, there he is.
How are you doing, young man?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You sound better.
Got me propped up in a chair.
I do?
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of pillows beside me.
I'm not going to keep you in the chair.
Yep, absolutely.
So you're not going anywhere today.
No, I am.
No. So anyway, I had a game last night, and my partner goes, "Boy, you sound like doo-doo." And I said,
"Really?
Yes, I do."
Thanks for the compliment.
And he goes, "Well, you look okay." And I said, "Well, I've always looked like it, too, so, but you know what? I'm here to represent."
Oh, yes. So where were you cheating the kids last night?
I was cheating the kids at Belmont.
Belmont.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Had a JV game and varsity game, so. Yeah, I was cheating the kids over there.
Uh-huh.
They gave me a bag of popcorn.
Well, they did.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Before the game?
No.
Oh, after the game.
Yeah, because I would never go if I got the popcorn after. That's like a paycheck to me.
Oh, okay.
But Shellsburg's still rated number one in popcorn.
Yes, they are.
And it's that real Shellsburg butter.
They use real butter
on
their popcorn. Yeah, they do. It makes a difference.
Oh, a huge difference. So
yeah, real butter on mediocre popcorn makes it really good.
Yeah, I can make good popcorn with real butter.
Oh, yeah. No, I make a good popcorn on the stove.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Use a little coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the secret there. And then kind of tastes a little bit more like the movie theater popcorn.
Oh, okay. So Phil's Movie House.
Yep, Phil's Movie House, and then a little butter and salt on the top.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're all good.
But the key is on the stove.
Yes.
I'm not a real fan of microwave popcorn anymore.
No, I'm not either. I have some, though, because I like popcorn.
It's more convenient, that's for sure.
Yeah, without question. But yeah. You ever had one of those air poppers?
I have, yeah.
I have one of those, and sometimes I'll use that and put and melt butter in the microwave, and then I stir it around in there with a whisk.
Ooh.
Really, really good.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, so I was thinking about bringing it in here and just, you know, having free popcorn. Everybody put your dirty hands in there and get it.
Oh, sure, that's a good idea.
You know?
I think somebody did.
Yes.
Because several of us had this throat sinus thing.
What's going on with that? Have you figured out the culprit who brought it into us?
Well, I'm thinking you. You were the first one. You're like 2 days ahead of me. With your symptoms.
Well, that's not even fair.
Yeah, I don't know. And Adam Hess isn't here to defend himself, so.
I think Adam brought it in.
He's tied with me for symptoms.
So this is my fault, then?
So far, yeah.
Well, you know what? I can do something right, Phil. Give me a raise, buddy.
Unless somebody was a carrier and we don't know about it.
Joanne.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
She doesn't have it.
I know, but she can carry it.
Sure. She's kept her door closed.
She's kind of been snobbish to us, hasn't she?
She's a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
She's trying to stay healthy.
Are you ready for some Hanko or
Yes, yes, I
or
am.
Facto?
Yes. What do you have?
The 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, was a skilled wrestler and was honored with an award from the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact. Lincoln competed in about 300 matches and was only defeated once.
Wow.
That's really a few more than a four score.
I wonder if he took off his hat.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
His customary hat. Yeah. Probably wore that.
Phil, a microwave consumes more energy powering its clock than heating up the food.
I think that's right.
It is true.
Wow.
It is true.
My goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wheels attached to skis, known as roller skis, have been used since the 1600s in Norway.
I'm going to say no.
No, no.
No.
That's a bunch of Hanko. Roller skis were first invented during the mid-1930s in Italy and Northern Europe. The wheel deal.
Okay. Yeah, you had to, the wheel had to be invented to have wheel skis.
Yeah. Here's one for you, Philip. In 1849, during the California Gold Rush, an egg cost you about $3 each.
What?
An egg. One egg.
People are complaining about a dozen. Right?
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
No, it is true.
True. Wow.
Yeah. One egg cost about $3 each. In today's market, one egg would cost you $122.96.
Better make the most of it.
Yes. Yes.
I'm guessing there were some egg thefts.
I guarantee you they were.
Taking some eggs right out of the chicken's nest.
And I guarantee you people left with egg on their face, too.
Their hands, too.
Young liberated women of the 1920s were called flappers.
Yep.
Because of a short fad in Great Britain when the girls left their galoshes or overshoes unbuckled to flap as they walk. Became popular in America and in Europe. The name flapper soon caught on to describe a whole generation of women.
I think that's true.
It is. Well, and that's the cat's meow.
Yeah, the flappers. Betty Boop.
Yes.
The cartoon character came from that era.
Yeah.
She was a flapper, I think.
In 1840, President Abraham Lincoln, then a state legislator in Illinois, jumped out of a window to prevent a quorum. The minimum number of legislators required to be present to take a vote to take place.
That sounds like something he would do. I'd say that's true.
It is true. Lincoln's reputation grew leaps and bounds after that.
Yes.
Did you know a blue moon only comes every 33 months, Phil? Hank, are true?
I think that's not true.
It is true.
Is it really?
So when someone says once in a blue moon, it's once every 33 months.
I thought it was more frequent than that.
Yeah. But,
okay.
People who live well past their 70s are usually married with children, living in a close-knit family group, Philip.
Well, that's got to be true.
Nope, it's a bunch of Hanko.
Oh, man.
No nuns. No. Nuns hold the record for general longevity, many becoming sedentarians. Good habits, Philip.
Good habits. Yeah, I've noticed that some of the long... I think one of the oldest Americans right now is a nun.
Mm-hmm.
115, I think they...
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
The word alcohol comes from the Arabic term, agul, which means body-eating spirit.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. It's a bunch of Hanko. The word alcohol is actually derived from the Arabic word alcohol, or kohl, as a dark powder used to paint under the eyelids. The eyes have it.
I thought it was named after a guy named Al.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Yeah, and then E-call.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
A Boeing 747 uses 3 gallons of gas every second, Phil.
I think it uses more than that. I say that's fact. That's not fact. It's Hanko.
No, it is a bunch of Hanko, but it uses only 1 gallon per second.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it is. Yeah.
Fuel efficiency. 1 gallon per second.
1 gallon per second. Wow. Well,
I don't think I can afford it.
No, I couldn't either. No. The Vibe doesn't use that much.
You imagine that, 1 gallon per second. I mean, that's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it would cost a lot to drive from Sextonville to work.
Yeah.
With the Vibe got.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You'd be in trouble. We would be back on the horse and buggy tour.
Do you know anything else, Hank?
I try not to. In a fight between a trombone and a flute, I bet the flute would win.
Would win. Oh, boy.
That does not get any better, is it?
Don't quit your day job.
What? I still have one after the flu? After the cold?
Bringing the cold in?
Yeah.
I think so.
I've always tried to go the extra mile with every job I work, Philip. Turns out my Uber customers don't appreciate it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is some leftovers on Monday.
Yeah, I guess they are. Stale.
Yeah.
Like your sandwich.
Yeah, it's hard.
Is it?
Yeah. My math teacher was arrested for carrying a protractor, a calculator, and a ruler. The police charged her with the possession of weapons of math instructions.
Weapons of math instructions. Oh, that's good. Very good.
Why are archaeologists so annoyed?
I don't know.
They always have a bone to pick, Phil. They always have a bone to pick.
Oh, boo.
So now I have to look for new jokes for boo. Monday.
Oh. Oh, those are some of the Monday ones. Okay.
Those are leftovers. Uh-huh. That didn't make the cut. And now we know why.
They should have made the cut. They were better than some of the Monday main courses, I think.
So. Yeah, they probably were. Yeah. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
Or in my case, like 50/40, whatever. 50/40. Buddy, have a great day and be kind, buddy.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.